Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet, streaming online. And tomorrow's news tonight is what you hear here. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, and that's for Flip. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, what was your biggest take on what happened with General Soleimani? What was your biggest take?
My biggest take is that we got rid of one dangerous individual. That was my immediate take on the situation.
Question for you. Did you know that he killed tens of thousands of people in his own country of Iran without even mentioning the fact he went to Syria and did the same damn thing over there to predominantly the Christians and the Sunnis that were there, and they were also doing it in Iraq?
Yes, I did read about that, and as well as the hundreds of Americans that he...
Well, it's more than hundreds. He's probably killed a couple thousand directly because of his forces. Yep, probably.
Mm-hmm. The IEDs and the like. So, very dangerous man. And like I said, I immediately thank God we got rid of one very dangerous enemy.
Now, the analysis coming from the majority of the people is that Soleimani's killing was justified. Well, that's a no-brainer. And too much of the reaction is now being fixated on President Donald Trump, especially by the Democrats, especially by the Gang of Four, the club, whatever the hell they call them, you know, Omar and that bunch. And I just have no use for them. I don't have any use for anybody that doesn't understand that what we did didn't hurt things, it helped things, because guess who we just got yesterday after all of this?
Well, we also got a couple more dangerous individuals in the second raid. And see, the thing is, and these people know this, once you get rid of an enemy, he can't harm you anymore. I mean, you have to look at it that way. Instead of saying, you know, people have been saying that, we're going to cause more retaliations and, well, we're going to cause retaliations and this, that, and the other, and we're making the world more dangerous. No, we're not, because the only thing that these uncivilized beings understand is that are you stronger than I am or am I stronger than you are?
What was I telling everybody who was listening to the show about the IRGC and what we needed to do? Do you remember? Go ahead.
Probably we need to neutralize and get rid of it.
The IRGC operating outside of Iran shouldn't even be happening, the Quds Force. We need to find them wherever they're at, and we need to eliminate them by whatever means it takes and drive them out of the areas that we're in, or just blow them to kingdom come. Take your pick, because they can't occupy outside of Iran the way they can inside Iran, so therefore they're the scourge. Let's get rid of them first. And we are.
And see, here's the thing, too, Captain. If anyone is honest and they understand history, whenever these type of people were dealt with in a strong manner, going all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, they backed off for years. Remember when Ronald Reagan took out a third of their Navy?
No, he stopped their Navy. He went to two of their bases along the Mediterranean and wiped out everything they had.
And
that's why they had the small boats.
Yeah, and they backed off for several years.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's in their Quran to back off once the enemy, in their eyes, shows themselves to be very strong, and they wait until the West, we in the West become stupid again and become, PC and want to make nice and all of that, and they take that as a sign of weakness. So the only thing we should do is get rid of them and be done with it. We can't just hang around, try to nation build, try to turn them into Ohio or something like that. They're not that kind of people. They don't have that kind of a background. We have to defeat them and be done with it.
Yep, that's very true. And I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook here, folks. And the other thing is that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a stone-faced response to the French official who claimed the world is now less safe. He said, really? Really? Did he? And again, the president's reminded the world of Soleimani's terror. I mean, this is just a fact of the matter. And for these people who don't want to pay attention to this, they don't want to pay attention to the fact that Soleimani was in the works of planning more imminent attacks that would have killed more Americans. The fact that the liberal media is saying that it's predictable that they're whitewashing of Iran's master terrorist, Qasem Soleimani. By the way, I played a CBS News thing here, and we're coming up on a break. I played a CBS News thing here where they praised him. They actually praised him, this Soleimani guy. He doesn't deserve praise or anything. He deserves to go right where he went, straight to hell. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards is with us from the Edwards Notebook, and your stations are going to identify themselves, pay a few bills, and then we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thanks to President Trump, black and Hispanic unemployment is lower than ever before. So why aren't white liberals happy about that bit of good news? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, for decades all the way back to the 1960s, liberals slash leftist white Americans have sought to make sure that black Americans understood. It is the liberal slash leftist Democrats who care so much about black Americans and know what's best for them. Yet the leftist policies of Democrat liberal leftists have literally destroyed the quality of life in every city and state where they dominate the political and education process. White leftist liberals told black Americans they would fight to improve their quality of life, but the opposite has occurred. So along came President Trump, who enacted policies that availed much more than just promises. In fact, more jobs than ever before for black and Hispanic Americans. And now the leftist whites who promised black Americans everything but delivered only misery are on a mad mission to impeach 45 and destroy America from within. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards Talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Really, the new voice of America. Okay, I got to remember that one because we're tomorrow's news tonight here. All right, here we go. Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program. And if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, non-narcotic is what this stuff is, all natural Relief Factor. And let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks, and it'll work for you like it worked for me. 80% of the people that buy this, the 3-week quick Quick Start, stay on it. That's what the facts show right now. So, go to my website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. See about the 1995 3-week Quick Start. Order it, and away you go. relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? All righty, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. What was that, the new voice or something? You're older than dirt. How could you be new?
Well, I'm older than dirt. Well, you don't want to have that conversation.
yeah, I do. I just did. You're older than dirt. But anyway, there you go.
No.
So let's get back into where we're at. Did you, by chance, hear Joe Biden opining about this terrible thing that happened, that is probably going to stir up the stakes and that it's going to bring us into a war and this, that, and the other? And then he was somehow or another, it came up in a conversation about him and Osama bin Laden. Well, you know, Mr. Vice President, you were against going after Osama bin Laden. He says, oh, no, I was for it. I was all for it. Oh, no. And then, when he said that, one of the other networks out there, and I don't think it was Fox, I think it was Newsmax first, and I believe it was Wayne Allyn Root.
I saw it on One American News.
Well, Wayne Allyn Root was the first one because he was on before One American News, and he played the video and showed what Biden had to say when he said, well, no, I didn't really want to do this. But, you know, so he lied again on national TV in front of everybody. How can anybody vote for a guy that lies?
They don't care. The people that support people like Biden and all the rest of the Democrats don't give a darn about what's right and wrong. It's a philosophical difference. It's a philosophical war that is going on. The left against the right, the patriots against those who want to change America into something else that is quite bad. And that's what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with a political party now that, they're just liberal or whatever. No, these people are far leftists. And they are out to literally destroy our unique way of life. And that's why they can lie with a straight face. That's why they still garner millions and millions of voters that support them, because they support that philosophy.
Nancy,
and you can thank government schools for that.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, just to name three, all came out, and even Omar came out, and Tlaib came out, and they all agreed with this because it's their talking point. Well, the president should have asked permission to kill the Iranian general. No, it is, because he can do under the War Powers Act, and again, this was a target of opportunity. This was a well-known terrorist, never mind a general, never mind a military. I mean, you could be a general, okay? You could be a general in name only and go out there and have your army. And guess what? You kill a bunch of people, that makes you a murderer, doesn't it, in cold blood? If you just line them up and shoot them, which is what Soleimani had done in many cases, his men, they capture people, and then because of the ethnic cleansing they were doing, getting rid of the Sunnis, getting rid of the Christians, they just line them up and kill them.
By the way, Nancy Pelosi and the gang, they knew that he was being looked for anyway. They knew that the president was going to be following through on promises, by the way, that he made to the American people. It's not like they were just totally in the dark on this issue. They knew something was up. And the president has the right, by the way, to go after something that he believes is a direct or indirect danger to our interests, whether it's here in the United States or around the world.
Well,
he has that right.
I want you to listen to a very short clip here about what Molly Lyon on Fox News was talking about with one of her people. It was Philip Smith. And listen to the question and then listen to the answer.
Talk to me a little bit about the Iranian influence there in Iraq on the ground. Are we really in a battle for the hearts and mind of the Iraqi people over what appears to be, a fairly significant Iranian influence there on the ground?
In some respects, yes. In other respects, no. And I say some respects, yes, because the Iraqi street in general is tired of a corrupt government that is essentially beholden to the Iranians. The Iranians have many of these militias, also have simultaneous political parties that are within Iraq's parliament, and they're extraordinarily corrupt. And that's what a large number of these protesters were going against. I believe you had Chris Murphy's post on Twitter up there earlier. These protests didn't morph into anti-American protests, just to clarify that. Mm-hmm. In fact, the protests that happened recently were just done by Kataib Hezbollah and done by these Shia militias. So it was two totally different things. But the Iraqi street in general, they're sick of all of this kind of bad activity that's going on in the country. Lack of services, lack of anything good. And I think the Iranians right now are trying to solidify their position and really dig in and also try to distract Iraqis from these legitimate complaints. You know, they want to bring in the Americans and say, hey, remember these guys who invaded earlier? You really need to go up against them. And so they're more than willing to initiate problems with the Americans.
Now, did you know that as we speak right now, there is an emergency session of the Iraqi House of Representatives and Senate. I don't know if they don't call it a parliament, they call it a Congress. Did you know that?
Yeah, and it's been discussed that they possibly may ask the United States to, or tell them to get out.
Well, here's the thing. That is predominantly Shia or Shiite, okay? And again, in talking about the people, who is the minority sect in Iraq?
Sunni.
No, Shiites. Shiites. They're the minority. The Sunnis are larger in numbers. The Sunnis were the ones that were in charge because of Saddam Hussein. The Sunnis were the ones that were booted out and in some cases told they couldn't be in the military, they couldn't be in the government, they had to do whatever they had to do, but it wasn't going to be doing anything in the Iraqi government ever again. The Ba'athist Party was their party. And they are the majority in terms of people that live there. The minority are the Shiites, and of course they're being kept in power by Iran.
Okay. Another thing, you know, when they say that many of the people are against what happened, why is it that I saw videos of Iraqi streets filled with Iraqi citizens celebrating after the death of that terrorist?
And why did you see at the embassy military formations coming down with the Hezbollah flag and the Iraqi IRGC flag and the IRGC guys in uniform standing there? Why did you see that? How did that happen in the green zone where there's not supposed to be any of that activity going on?
Well, that's Iranian forces pushing their way in, Iranian influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iranian influence is because they got the numbers, they're in charge, they got the power. And by the way, there's an estimate of about 150,000 Iranian Shiite militia forces in Iraq and Syria right now, the two. All right, got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and check that out. There's a link for it on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. When we come back, we're going to do our first military and veterans news segment. I've got an audio clip I'm going to play in that, too, about the military, how many forces we've sent over there, because it changed yesterday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one right down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. Now, here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you transitioning out of the military. You've got skills, don't know where or how to use them, or maybe you do or maybe you don't. You're coming out of high school, you come out of a trade school, you've learned something there, and you think you're going to take the world by the and take off and do whatever, but then you find out that you're only going to get 80% of what the rest of them are getting, or you're going to be an apprentice for 6 months or a year, and everything all of a sudden kind of stares in the face and goes, what do I do now, Frank? Well, here's what you do. You go to the website and you check out NAA.edu, and find out what the National Aviation Academy is all about and what it does and what you can do once you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, because you will start with an average 40-hour-a-week job and earnings of $50,000 to $60,000 per year. Now, you can work as much as you want. The work is there. The hours are there. Which means that's where you start. The rest is up to you. The rest is totally up to you. Can you make a six-figure salary there? Oh, yeah. Now, with everything that's going on in the world in which we live right now, aviation maintenance techs are worth their weight in gold, because there's a lot of career opportunities overseas. And that's where the big money is. That's where the big money is. Those are all six-figure starting salaries, and then they go up. So check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And when you get them on the phone, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour at either one of their facilities, the one that's closest and easiest for you to get to, Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. So there you go. Now, I'm going to take a caller before I get into my next little bit here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Tommy, the Suicide Jockey, Captain. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on there, Mr. Uh-huh. Suicide Jockey? I hear the horn.
Yeah, a little air horn for you. I have a question, and I'll hang up and listen for your answer or think about it and, you know, let me know. I recently inherit my veteran father American flag. My question is, I was going to store it in a wooden box with a glass case. I did a little research last night on the Internet, and they're telling, and what I'm reading is, you're not supposed to do that. I have no idea how to properly store the American flag. It is folded up right now, but what I'm reading is you're not even supposed to display it on the wall. Any insight would be great, if you could help me out.
All right, well, thanks, Tom. And by the way, as far as putting it in a glass case, there's nothing that says you can't put it in a glass case. Now, if it's an old flag and you want to get rid of it, that's a different story. There is a proper procedure to retire a flag. Any American Legion, any AMVET post, any VFW post would be more than happy to do that for you, and there's a ceremony to go through. But as far as a flag in a flag case properly folded, I see nothing wrong with that. I've got friends of mine, I've got a flag like that. Matter of fact, I've got my dad's flag in a flag case. And then I've got the flag that flew over the nation's capital in my honor by Congressman Vern Buchanan on the wall of my home. It is a garrison flag, and it takes up the whole wall of the living room. And I mean the whole wall from top to bottom. And I've got that in my living room hanging up on the wall. That's a garrison flag that flew over the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. a few years ago in my honor. And I was very happy to get that. I didn't realize they were going to do that. They flew it on my birthday, of all things. But anyway, so as far as I know, Tom, and I don't know, and I have not had anybody say that it's not that way. There are some taboos, if you will. Some people try to say this. There's always somebody who's going to try to ruin the party a little bit. But as far as I know, that's not the case. If you want to display it properly in a flag case, folded correctly, that's not a problem. And if you also want to display it properly, hanging up on the wall inside a building, because we have, and matter of fact, I've got the World Trade Center flag that's right here in the hallway at the radio station, which is in a glass case. Now, that was on display for a long time at Frankie's Patriot Barbecue when they were still open. Right now, it's on the wall right here in that same case for anybody to see when they come in here, the World Trade Center flag that I got. All right, now, I want to play this. This is about the military, okay? This is about the military and what's going on over in the Middle East right now.
Well, you know, I think that the things we have to focus on here is beyond just the politics, because I think especially in an election year, you can expect both sides to use anything they can to damage the other side. But President Trump has been very firm in defending American interests, putting American interests first, which I strongly endorse, because that's why I say we should withdraw our troops. But he will defend us no matter what, and he's not going to allow a situation, especially like what happened in Benghazi, to where American personnel were killed because of the slowness of the defense response, and that's not going to happen here.
What is Iran trying to get out of this?
Well, the big problem with this, and a lot of people say, hey, the maximum pressure campaign is succeeding. Well, the only thing it's succeeding in doing is making Iran more provocative and making them move towards more risky situations. If we really do want to negotiate a better deal to end that situation here, we have to be willing for Iran to come out with something like a win. Otherwise, you won't have any negotiations, and these kinds of things are going to continue on. And again, that's just not in our interest to do that.
Wait, what does that mean? We need for Iran to be able to come out with a win.
Right. If you're going to negotiate something, both sides have to get something that they want. And that means that we can't just say everything that we want is going to happen, you're just going to do it, because they're just not going to operate that way. No one will do that. So we have to say, what are your requirements and what are your needs? And we have to give them something. Because look, be honest, if they don't get anything that's a win, what is their motivation to do what we want them to do?
Now, that's what was said on Fox News. Now, Tom, the suicide jock, I got another answer for you here, and I knew this was right. This is from my buddy Eric, the Marine dad, and veteran himself. He said, the memorial flag can be displayed in what's called a single shadow box. So that's what I have. I got two of them. I've got the one with my dad's flag in, I got the other one with my medals in it and all that stuff. And Eric has done the same thing. Or sorts can be displayed in a shadow box with medals and or ribbons. He said his grandfather's casket flag is on display on the top of the hooch above his desk. Now, again, what I have, the shadow box is the flag, because it had to be folded, or not folded. It couldn't be folded. It's in very brittle condition in a hallway from the World Trade Center, and it's in a box laid out flat. But again, that's the way you display them. So, I hope that helps you there, Tom, and I'm sure you'll be able to figure the rest of it out. But anyway, here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we've got the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Now, I want to remind everybody, I got to tell everybody that next weekend on the 11th, I will be in Brooksville at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show again up there with the lovely Susie Q, and we will be there from 9 a.m. Saturday the 11th until 3 p.m. in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, there on U.S. 41, just a little bit north of the Hernando County Airport. So if you're in the vicinity and you want to check out some guns, they've got the largest collection of antique guns, knives, and then they've got modern weapons there and ammunition and all the accessories that go with it. Stop on by, and we usually set ourselves up down the end of the line to where we're looking up at the door to see the people that are coming through, so we know who's coming in our direction, coming at us. We're usually down the end of the line, which is where we like to be, because everybody, because there's so much stuff to be there, they come in or to do there, to see there, they come in, they come all the way down the bottom, want to go around, and we sit there and look up towards the other end. Now, if I have the opportunity and have a wall behind me, I'll put my banner up. It'll be easier to see us, along with the radio station table and the decal that we have on there for our show. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back, and we are coming right back with more. We're going to tell you the Highway and Byway Report, which may have changed a little bit by the looks of it here for the weekend. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. More coming your way on this station.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a terrorized feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop in, check them out, see what it's all about. And on the Third Watch, go in there, tell them the Captain sent you, get you a nice free cup of coffee. Well, I told you the weather would change. Just wait an hour, right? I'll start with the East Coast right now, because unsettled weather conditions continue across the East and the Pacific Northwest. Over in the East Coast in upstate New York, yep, the wind started blowing in a certain direction, and that means lake effect snow came soaring in through, and guess what? You got some snow up around Watertown, and then it kind of skips over a little bit, gets up into the northern Adirondacks, right up there along the Quebec border. It's across the northern part of Vermont, the northern part of New Hampshire, and it looks like as if it's going to continue into Maine. Now, that being said, let's drift on down the East Coast and get on down into the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of North Carolina, coming north up out of Charlotte. You've got windy conditions there, but nothing like what I'm going to tell you about in a minute here. You got some windy conditions in the middle of South Carolina going up and down I-95. And northern Georgia, a little bit of wind there. Now, you've got some rain along the coast of Florida that is coming inland. And if it's not already here in the Tampa area, because I have not been outside all night, but if it's not already here in the Tampa area, it soon will be. And there is some pretty good rain coming along here. It's up right now about, looks like it's up about Hernando County up into Citrus and up around Big Bend right now. And there are some scattered showers as well in Tennessee and Alabama and Mississippi around and about. Now, let's move over into Michigan. Michigan, northern Michigan, north of Detroit, north of Grand Rapids, Traverse City, you have got snow, a general snow right now. You've got snow in the upper peninsula right now of Michigan as well. You've got some wind blowing around in the central part of Wisconsin, some wind across Illinois. You've got some snow showers in the Quad Cities area of Iowa, right there, Bettendorf, Davenport, and that area. And then let's go up into the northern part of the country. I'm going to start with Idaho. You've got winds gusting 25 miles an hour, top gusts, but anywhere from 10, 15, 20, 25 miles an hour. It stays that way in Coeur d'Alene. Come over to Montana. Now listen to this, folks. Hold on to your steering wheels. The winds are blowing 25 to 40 miles an hour across most of Montana tonight, I-90, I-94. When you get on over into North Dakota, at least two-thirds of the state of North Dakota, you have winds gusting to 65 miles an hour in North Dakota tonight. 25 to 40 is the average. Gusts up to 65 in North Dakota tonight. You've also got winds in the northwestern corner of South Dakota, 25 to 40 miles an hour. Those same winds exist down in Wyoming and the western part of Nebraska. And that's all out in front of a snow system that's coming your way that's now in Washington State. It is snowing around Seattle. Flurries, that is, and some rain as well, some fog as well. But once you get up into the higher elevations, Snoqualmie, you've got snow, and you've got snow all the way across over to Yakima tonight. And then you've got in the mountains that run about Snoqualmie straight south all the way down to Oregon, you've got snow all the way down through there, including Mount Hood, including east of Medford. You've got some high winds out east of Medford about halfway across the state there as well. well. You've also got some high winds blowing right now over on the California side from Sacramento east up to Donner. That's all coming east. And down in the southern part of California, you've got some high winds down there. Gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Los Angeles down to San Diego and in the high deserts, too. So that's what the weather looks like right now. And got to say good morning to Susie Q. How you doing there? Hope you're feeling better. And good morning to Wally. And good morning to Eric. Good morning to Trucker Tom, our suicide jockey. And I hope we gave you the answer that you were looking for, because that's Eric verified what I said. And there you go. So hopefully everything's okay. Now, we are going to go to the telephone lines, and we're going to pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay. When I last checked, there's two things going on in Iraq. Number one, there was a second strike in northern Iraq yesterday against some bad guys. We got some more culprits, if you will, in the mix. And they're having an emergency meeting of their, and I think they call it Congress over there. Don't they call it Congress? Well, are you there? I'm sorry, I didn't push the button. I think they call it a Congress. Is that the Congress in Iraq?
Parliament.
Okay, Parliament. They're having an emergency meeting, and of course it's controlled by the Shiites. They're the ones that pretty much control everything that's there. And they're going to take a vote, I think, to vote and demand the U.S. pull their troops out of Iraq.
The first things first, the second strike yesterday apparently was not the United States. The United States, our Defense Department said that they did not authorize that second strike. So that would say then that it was another ally. In this case, it could either have been
the Kurds.
No, I don't think they have, drones. I would imagine it was either Israel or Saudi Arabia. So we don't know that answer yet. But a strike did happen, and we don't know who it is. The second piece is that, Iraq will work to vote to have the U.S. forces leave Iraq. And that's okay if that even happens. That would be to their disadvantage for sure. But we would only go over to Kuwait. And when you count all the countries that we are in the Middle East, we've got about 63,000 troops spread out. So it's not like we would be losing our footprint.
No, and General Soleimani had been in the crosshairs before. They've been, and by the way, General Stanley McChrystal, remember him?
Yeah.
He had him in his crosshairs once, and he was told not to go out.
2007.
Yep.
No, he made the decision independently.
Yeah, but he was advised too. It was advised too by the superiors above him. I've got that from people in the command that they advised him not to go after the guy. So it is what it is. And then he had the final control of it and said, no, I don't think so. But it is what it is. 2007, was that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that there will be, we already had a replacement for Soleimani. His name is Ghani, General Ghani. He's been with Soleimani since before the Quds Force was around in 1997, because the Quds Force was formed in 1998.
This cat that has, he may not want this job, but he's kind of been forced to, well, under duress, I would say he's taking the head job.
Yeah, okay, hold on. He's number two in the line, and I guess somebody said, you're number two, you now be number one. So there you go. Who knows? But anyway, it is what it is. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and do all the things that they do during the break. I'll be right back with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.